Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Randolph.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, her 14-year-old son, Corey. Is Corey driving?
Corey is not driving. I had texted in last week that, Carson, you should have put Lana in the doghouse with Greg and Freddie, but I didn't make it through to call in.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Beyonce generously donating $2.5 million to the wildfire relief efforts. Who has a higher reported net worth, Beyonce or her husband, Jay-Z?
I'll say Jay-Z.
35 years ago today, in 1990, The Simpsons officially kicked off its first season on Fox. Who is the overly cheery next-door neighbor Homer can't stand on The Simpsons?
Flanders.
Carl Weathers would have turned 77 today. Which classic Adam Sandler movie did he deliver this line? Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Happy Gilmore.
A BuzzFeed list of shocking celebrity facts includes Angelina Jolie trying to hire a hitman to kill her when she was 22, but he talked her out of it. Angelina Jolie has played which Disney villain in live-action adaptations?
Maleficent.
Question number 5, Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. What is the first line of America the Beautiful?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, then.
Nice work, Chris and Cody.
That seemed to be most of them.
Cody, what are you, eighth grade?
Corey, eighth grade. Yep, he's a November baby, too.
All right, cool. Where do you go to school, Corey?
St. Agatha.
Shout out, St. Agatha. Nice.
St. Agatha and Milton.
What's your mascot at St. Agatha?
Agatha.
Fighting nuns.
A bear.
It's a chef. The bear. Kennedy, Chris, they got 5 out of 5.
Oh.
Yes.
Alrighty then.
All 5 correct. Nice job, Chris.
Thank you.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All right.
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Beyonce is generously donating $2.5 million to the wildfire relief efforts. Who has a higher reported net worth, Beyonce or her husband, Jay-Z?
Beyonce.
35 years ago today, 1990, The Simpsons officially kicked off the first season on Fox. Who is the overly cheery next door neighbor Homer can't stand on The Simpsons?
Ned Flanders.
Carl Weathers would have turned 77 today. Which classic Adam Sandler movie did he deliver this line?
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Happy Gilmore.
A BuzzFeed list of shocking celebrity facts includes Angelina Jolie trying to hire a hitman to kill her when she was 22. But he talked her out of it. Angelina Jolie has played which Disney villain in live-action adaptations?
Maleficent.
Where do you even find a hitman in real life?
Google.
Back then, it would have been...
Just go to a diner at 3 a.m. and talk to everybody in a trench coat?
Google. What Ask was... Jeeves.
Now, what was that other website?
Bing.
No.
Lycos.
No. I've really said all of them that I know.
No, there's one that's like pre-Reddit. That's not... Gosh, what was it? I can't remember.
The dark web.
Yes. Silk Road. Question number 5. Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. What is the first line of America the Beautiful?
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of green.
Yeah, that is correct. We'll just work backwards. That is correct. You said Maleficent. That is obviously correct. You said Happy Gilmore. That is correct. You said Ned Flanders. That is correct. And you said... Beyonce.
That is incorrect.
Jay-Z is actually reported.
He's a businessman.
So she.
Let
man.
Him handle his business. Damn.
5-4 is the final score. Chris and Cody get the win. They get the cash. They get the $100. I know. That's a great way to start the day, right, Chris?
Yes.
All right, Kennedy?
Yeah.
You have something you would like to say to these two?
Yeah, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Chris.
Go Bears.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man...
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Joey from Newton.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy.
Joey in the car with the two kids, Jake and Zoe. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you?
Yeah. Sure thing.
Did you catch
good
that?
Luck. I yeah, did.
We
We're
did.
Good.
We got it. So we got 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. Joey, you answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, it's a loss for you. Kennedy, with 5,906 wins, 432 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Die with a Smile tops the Hot 100 for the second week. Name the artists on that song.
I don't know.
Okay, question number 2. Lucy Liu doesn't regret standing up to Bill Murray on the set of Charlie's Angels. Name the other two women who starred as angels in that movie.
Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore.
Ben Stiller is grateful for the years that he spent separated from his wife Christine, saying, "You have so much more appreciation for what you have because we know we could not have it." Which Ben Stiller movie is this quote from?
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
You know, Meet the Fockers.
Question number 4. 19 years ago today in 2006, Eminem remarried his ex-wife, Kim, with D12 member Proof as his best man. And surprise, surprise, they divorced again by the end of that year. They do have a daughter together. What is their daughter's name?
Haley.
And question number 5, Jason Bateman turns 56 today. He played Marty Bird on the TV show Ozark. Can you name the waterfront lodge Marty bought into on the show in order to help launder the cartel's money?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! I just started watching that show.
And?
Like, I'm like 5 episodes in.
Are you loving it?
It's great.
It's so fantastic.
And it's only like 4 seasons, so it's not like a huge...
You'll move in and out quickly, yeah. Kennedy, welcome back. Joey got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are really tough, Kennedy. You want to quit?
No.
You sure? You just give up the game right now? Just... give all the money away?
You'd rather crush the spirits of these two poor children on the line?
That's my job.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Die with a Smile tops the Hot 100 for the second week. Name the artists on that song.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars.
1-0. Lucy Liu doesn't regret standing up to Bill Murray on the set of Charlie's Angels. Can you name the other two women who starred as angels in that movie?
Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore.
2-1. Ben Stiller is grateful for the years he spent separated from wife Christine, saying, "You have so much to appreciate, you have so much more appreciation for what you have because we know we could not have it." Which Ben Stiller movie is this quote from?
Hey friends, it's Kennedy, something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Meet the Fockers?
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Fockers is a sequel.
Meet the Fockers is the sequel. 2-1, question number four. 19 years ago today, in 2006, Eminem remarried his ex-wife, Kim. He had a member of D12 Proof as his best man, and shockingly, they divorced again by the end of that year. They have a daughter together. What's her name?
Haley?
Haley Jade. 3-2. Jason Bateman turns 56 today. He played Marty Bird on the show Ozark. What is the name of the waterfront lodge Marty bought into on the show in order to help launder the cartel's money?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, the Blue Cat Lodge. That's a tough pull. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo-hoo.
Look at that. Joey, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening. And Jake and Zoe, your dad did a pretty good job. They're like, man.
They're unimpressed.
Yeah, not impressed.
Well, they're waiting to say the magic line.
All right. It's all yours whenever you're ready.
Jake, Joey, and Zoe from Newton, and we can't be Kennedy.
Aww. I hated to play the loser horn under that.
No.
It was so sweet.
My rules are rules.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You want to attack her?
She's gonna school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
And Dan, we lost our contestant too. Just to add to the drama.
We're doing great.
We're
so glad we got them new phone lines.
Well, he said they were less expensive. He didn't say they were better, Sal.
See, I thought it was the opposite.
You think he was saving some money to get better?
Yeah, I thought they were better.
Uh-huh.
Definitely better. Mm-hmm. Better.
I don't know about all that. I think we're... Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Melissa's from Hyde Park.
Good morning.
Kennedy, say hi.
Hello.
Kennedy can't focus right now.
Hi.
She's looking for a beanie or a parka or mittens or a warm fire.
Same.
You want to grab some firewood, Dan? We'll throw a bonfire right here in the studio.
I have radio hands, man. I don't chop wood.
Really? It's not that hard. I got a splitter.
I didn't say it was hard. I said I don't. Mm.
It's really hard. Facts. He uses muscles you forgot you had.
Mm. I'm a hardy man that chops wood, Dan.
Sure, man.
I do. I do it all the time.
Uh-huh.
I just hauled a quart of wood, too, Kennedy, that
we
had to chop.
Okay, sure. Paul Bunyan. This can't be Kennedy. Yeah.
Melissa, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's going to that soundproof studio. Hope the heat's on in there.
It's a little bit warmer in there.
All right. You ready, Melissa?
I'm ready.
Aerosmith might not be done touring after all, but it all depends on the recovery of their lead singer after vocal surgery. Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler.
Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with the woman he was cheating on her with. What is the name of the rom-com where Barrymore played a woman with short-term memory loss who can't remember anything that happened the day before?
51st Date.
Because of the LA wildfires, The Weeknd has canceled his January 25th Rose Bowl concert and postponed the release of his new album. He says his focus right now is on the recovery of the city and its people. The Weeknd was the second most streamed artist globally in 2024. Who was number one?
Sabrina Carpenter.
9 years ago today, Alan Rickman died at the age of 69. He was the diehard villain Hans Gruber and misunderstood Harry Potter hero Severus Snape. Which class did Snape teach at Hogwarts for the majority of the Harry Potter series?
I have no idea.
Question number five. Animator Buck Woodall has filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming they stole elements of his screenplay Bucky for the Moana franchise. He wants $10 billion in damages.
Shoot for the moon, I guess.
What is the question, Dan?
Oh, I'm sorry. That cut off. That's all right. What is the name of the island that Moana lives on in the movies?
Oh, I do not know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Melissa, am I allowed to say where you work?
Sure.
She works for BPD. What do you do there, Melissa?
I'm a civilian. I work in fleet management, so we handle all the vehicles.
Do you ever get to drive them really fast with the lights on?
No, but I get to drive them, just not really fast with the lights on.
I've seen them driving really fast with the lights on in my rear view a couple times.
Yeah, I'm not in it, though.
Panic inducing.
Looks like it's fun. Melissa got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well, very well done, my friend.
Oh, thanks.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Aerosmith might not be done touring after all. It all depends on the recovery of their lead singer after vocal surgery. Who is the lead singer of Aerosmith?
Steven Tyler. And I can't believe they're even talking about it.
Tie to one. Question number two. Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with the woman he was cheating on her with. That's devious.
It's what women do.
What is the name of the rom-com where Barrymore played a woman with short-term memory loss who can't remember anything that happened the day before?
51st Dates.
Tied at 2. Because of the LA wildfires, The Weeknd has canceled his January 25th Rose Bowl concert and postponed the release of his new album. The Weeknd was the second most streamed artist globally in 2024. Who was first?
Taylor Swift?
Good guess.
All roads lead to Taylor Swift.
When you say globally, though, that throws me off. I would have gone like Bad Bunny.
He was somewhere in the top 5.
3-2. Question number 4. 9 years ago today, Alan Rickman died at the age of 69. He was the diehard villain Hans Gruber and misunderstood Harry Potter hero Severus Snape. Which class did Snape teach at Hogwarts for a majority of Harry Potter?
Potions.
4-2, question number 5. It was potions. Animator Buck Woodall has filed a lawsuit against Disney claiming they stole elements of his screenplay, Bucky, for the Moana franchise, and he wants $10 billion in damages.
Go get it.
Dr. Evil-like number.
All right, and we want to know, what is the name of the island? Is that right, Dan? Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You want to tell him, Dan?
Mata Nui. Moana from Mata Nui.
Another one I've really got to watch. I've only ever watched the beginning.
Shame.
Can I say except you're welcome?
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Melissa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but
That's okay.
Hey, thank you for what I'm sure is a fantastic job you do it at BPD, taking care of all those vehicles, making sure they're able to speed with their lights on. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Melissa, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.